Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvany ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ica.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Daily Defense Hour of Armed American Radio. This is not Mark Walters. My name is Mike Pawarski. You guys have heard me on here before. I've been a guest with Mark several times. I'm normally on Arms Room Radio, which is not Armed American Radio or the Daily Defense Hour. So Mark is on an away mission, as we say in my studio. He's on an away mission. He's not wearing a red shirt, so don't worry. He's going to be okay. He's going to be back. You'll hear him Sunday night on the Monster broadcast. But in the meantime, I am sitting in at the Armed American Radio studio and filling in for Mr. Walters. So he doesn't like when you call him Mr. Walters, by the way. That's his father, he'll tell you. But I'm filling in for Mark for the day, and it's a glorious day here in the Armed American Radio studios. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Memorial Day first, just to start off the program. We got Memorial Day coming up this week. This is the start of Memorial Day. This is the start of the summer season, and Memorial Day is when you look at it at face value, Memorial Day, we're remembering something. There's the remembrance of something here on Memorial Day. Well, I want to talk to you as a veteran, as a service member for many years about what Memorial Day is, where it comes from, and the difference between Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Labor Day. Those are the ones that seem to get confused a lot. So Memorial Day is quite simply as remembering those that have given their lives in the service of their country. It used to be expanded with public servants, and then now the other public servants have their own holiday. We just went through the law enforcement holidays with the National Memorial, commemorating, I guess would be the proper word, all the fallen law enforcement brothers and sisters around the country that had given their lives over the past year. This Monday coming is for the veterans, the soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen that had given their lives in service of the country. Veterans Day is one where you remember those that have passed and those that have served, those that came home to you, those that came home or are still serving on, whether it be in active duty or in reserve service for the military. That's when we celebrate Veterans Day, and that's November 11th, because if everybody remembers, that's the 11th day of the 11th month, and it was celebrated it was the 11th hour, 11 a.m. there over in Europe when the armistice was finally signed, and that's what it was originally called. You guys remember that, Armistice Day. Memorial Day, it's an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May. It's the men and women who served and died while serving in the U.S. military. This year, it's May 28th. It's coming up on Monday, May 28th. It was originally known as Decoration Day. Decoration Day because this was after the Civil War when this holiday came about. And it was, I'll say this. During the Civil War, there wasn't a lot of medals. You had one medal, basically, and it was the Medal of Honor during the Civil War. You got the Medal of Honor, whether that was some small heroic act, like there's any heroic act is small in my opinion, but or something that was deemed to be a larger act, everybody was awarded the Medal of Honor. That's all they had. They didn't have the Purple Heart. They didn't have a number of awards. Everybody got the Medal of Honor there in the Civil War. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, and this is what we all know it for, holding family gatherings, participating in parades. And then, of course, the big one, we're having the barbecue. And the most important thing everybody knows Memorial Day for, it's a three-day weekend. At a minimum, It's a three-day weekend. There's actually been, I don't know if you folks you know this or not, there's been some controversy over Memorial Day. It was changed back in 1971 to be an official holiday and was made to be the last Monday of May. Well, that works great because that means if it's the last Monday of May, the last weekend in May is a three-day holiday. And that's what kicks off the old summer season there. Well, it was originally done as May 30th. May 30th. Now, there's a lot of people out there that, yeah, a lot, you know, comparatively speaking, there's a group of people that want to see May 30th reinstated as Memorial Day. Why? Well, you know, it would take away from the three-day weekend, but remembering our war dead is not about a three-day weekend. You know, I could see their point of view. It's about taking that day to go out and remember those that gave their lives and their service to their country. It's a good point. Our early observances of Memorial Day, again, this started after the Civil War ended spring of 1865, and this at that point had claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities began holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Prayers, not pears, by the way. You can't recite a pear. That's a odd-shaped fruit. But you can recite a prayer. Hey, each year on Memorial Day, did you know that a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time? I didn't know that. As much as I know about Memorial Day, I did not know that. The first Memorial Day, and there's always controversy. Now that we have the internet, there's always going to be controversy, isn't there? The first place that the Memorial Day was celebrated was in Waterloo, New York. They're calling this the official birthplace of Memorial Day. In fact, the president signed a bill. This would have been 66. So President Johnson in federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Celebrated there May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which business closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers and flowers with flowers and flags. On May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for the Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion. Can you guess which side was he was on? Was he North or South? And whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet, churchyard in the land, he proclaimed. So, again, that went 30th of May. 30th of May is when they said this is when they want Memorial Day. And now we have the fourth Monday of every month. There were many northern states held similar commemorative events and reprised the tradition in subsequent years after the Civil War. In 1890, each one made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Southern states, on the other hand, continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. So the North had started to come through and put it on one day. The South had continued to, you know, whatever worked for their towns, whatever worked for their states is what they did. Memorial Day, as Decoration Day gradually became the known, originally honored only those fighting in the Civil War. During World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. For decades, it continued to be observed on May 30th. That was the date, if you remember, General Logan selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 68, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create the three-day weekend for federal employees. Change went into effect in 1971. Same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year, often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades take place, and you've seen them on TV, or you've been there in person. Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C. And again, many of us go to cemeteries. So what does Memorial Day mean to you? I know to me, you know, having been served and served overseas, it means to me, there's a few names that come to mind. It means to me, you know what, I'll save them. I'm going to give you these names individually, maybe at the top of each segment, there's a name that I remember. There's a couple of names that I think you should all remember, being Americans, being freedom-loving, gun-toting, Second Amendment-supporting Americans. There's a couple of names you should remember. I'll give you the date. See if you can plug it in. April 19th, 1775. April 19th, 1775 The names are John Brown, Samuel Hadley, Caleb Harrington, Jonathan Harrington, Robert Monroe, Isaac Muzzy, Jonas Parker, and Asael Parker. Remember those names? Yeah. Okay, I had to look the names up myself. I don't remember them all the time, but I do know the date, April 19th, 1775. These are the first eight heroes, military servicemen, militia of this country that gave their lives. Yes, I know people died in this country during when we were expanding this country and we were gaining footholds on the ground here. They died during the French and Indian War, but this was the first time they stood together as Americans and said, "This is my country. You're not going to come here. You're not going to take this away from me." This was the first day, ask historians, this is the first day of the start of the American Revolution. Now we know we'd had the Boston Tea Party, the Stamp Act, the Townsend Act. We'd had plenty of things before that had been all paper pushing, that were pushing around the colonists and pushing around our ancestors and our forefathers. But it was that day, April 19, 1775, was the day of Paul Revere's ride. The day of Paul Revere's ride where he came and he rode through town and he said, the British are coming. I mean, I don't have audio. I'm sorry, I can't go to audio there for you. But that was the first day the militia stood up and defended themselves against the king and crown when they said, "We're coming for your weapons. We're coming for your stocks. We're coming for your stockpiles. We're coming for your caches. We're coming for the cannons. We're coming for the powder. We're coming for the ammunition. We're coming for your lead." It wasn't no bullets. "We're coming for your lead." And the militia stood up at Lexington and Concord, and these eight men lost their lives in Lexington. Folks, that's what Memorial Day means to me. We got much more program coming back. I think we're going to talk about David Hogg when we come back in the next segment. I'd love to talk about him. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Defense Hour here on Armed American Radio. We'll see you after the break.
All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving five of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free. But the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your five chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Mark is not with us today. My name is Mike Forsky. I'm from Arms Room Radio. I'm sitting in with you here in the Daily Defense Hour of Armed American Radio. It's great to be here. It's great to be here. Thank you. Thank you. I could hear you. I could hear you thanking me. I can hear you saying, welcome, Mike. It's nice to have you here. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Hey, you heard it on the break. Let me make sure you guys are paying attention. Make sure everybody out there is ready to do this. If you need to go to armedandresponsible.com, that's armedandresponsible.com. Right now, you got five chances to win. That's five chances. Five listeners get this opportunity to win $1,000 to get you a Kimber Micro with laser, and then there's extra ammo. USCCA is going to give you some extra ammunition to go with that as well. This has been extended. You heard the promo. It said till Friday night. Well, this is Friday, and it's Friday night coming up here in a couple of minutes, depending on where you're listening to us from. It's extended through Sunday night. You got through Sunday. So you need to get over there. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Five chances to win $1,000 Kimber Micro with laser sight and a bunch of ammo. This, again, been extended by USCCA. So please get over there before Sunday night and claim your prize. You know, you got to enter first. So you got to enter. Go enter, then you can claim your prize. Well, you got to enter, then you got to win, then you claim your prize. That's pretty much how it works in that order. Hey, we started off talking the program about Memorial Day today, and I want to give you a name. I'm going to give you a name, what Memorial Day means to me. Staff Sergeant Jeffrey Collins, March 26th, 2016. Staff Sergeant Jeffrey Collins, March 26th, 2016. That's another name that I have with me that's going into my Memorial Day, that Jeffrey Sergeant Collins will always be there. So I'm going to do that. Hey, I want to talk to you about David Hogg. Is it Hogg? Is it Hogue? You know, I'm still not sure. We've been calling him Boss Hogg around the old water cooler. So he thinks he's the boss. He thinks he's the boss of you, and he thinks he's the boss of me. So why not we call him Boss Hogg? He's out there telling us what we can and what we can't do. I think David Hogg is good for us. The pro Second Amendment, pro Constitution crowd. I think David Hogg is good for us. I really do. I think that this kid thinks he's so big that it's good for us. He comes across, well, we all see it. He's arrogant. He's just turned 18 here in the past couple, two, 3 weeks, whatever it is. And he thinks he's more important than the rest of us. Where it's obviously turned off all of us that are pro-gun and pro-constitution. But I really believe he's starting to affect his own side and his own party. Here's one of the big problems. Here's why the anti-gun crowd, I believe, is growing. They're growing tiresome of him also. We've heard for years and years and years, listen, all we want to do is we just want to register your guns. We just want to register them. That's all we want to do. We just want to, you know, we want everybody to get a background check for all purchases, whether it be public purchases, you know, through an FFL and a government licensed facility, or if it's a private transaction, we want to get those background checks so we can get those names, put them in a nice database, and we know where they are, you know, so we can register them, you know, for your protection. That way the government would know where they are. It's, you know, never happened before, right? And nothing bad has ever happened before when they registered your guns. But they always told us, they've told us for years, the anti-gun crowd, they told us for years, we just want the names. Then we started to hear the assault weapons, remember? And we ended up having the assault weapon ban. The old Slick Willie assault weapon ban came around in 94. We got rid of the assault weapons. And that's all they wanted to do. They just want to stop the assault weapons. Then Sandy Hook happened. We've obviously had some other things come up in between there, folks. But Sandy Hook happened. And what was the story again? Assault weapons. Assault weapons. Remember the mad craze to buy these semi-automatic civilian sporting rifles versions of the, you know, copycat versions of the military rifle? They look scary, so they're evil assault weapons. And then we hear Parkland. And again, we've had more in between. But we hear Parkland come up with another assault weapon. And we hear, we want to get rid of assault weapons. And this is all we've heard from the anti-gun crowd. We've heard, we want to get rid of assault weapons. Now, this kid Hogue comes about. And he goes up and he stands up in front of the microphones. He doesn't say he wants to get rid of assault weapons, does he? No, 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 no. Because listen, they know. They know they got to do this in stages. You heard Eric Holder say it. You heard Hillary Rodham say it there for a couple of times. You know, we got to do this in steps. We have to do this one piece at a time to the point where we take enough of their gun rights away. By the time they realize their guns are gone, they didn't see us coming. You just chip away rather than come at them all at once. Well, that's where this kid Hogue, I think, is doing us a service. He wants all your guns. He wants everything. It's finally out in the open. And when you see him standing there next to the gun crowd, next to the anti-gun crowd, they're cringing because this is their face. He's not even a student anymore. You go look up everything about him. Even go to his Wikipedia page, which I'm sure he's the one editing. He's an activist. He's not a student. He's not a gun control advocate. He's an activist. This is his new deal. This is his thing. Did you know he's been the reason he went to this school, the reason he went to Parkland High School was because of their TV and media program, because he wanted to be in front of something, which makes me think if this had gone the other way, if this had been a hero in the school and a law enforcement officer had come in and taken down a bad guy, you think he'd be a pro-gun advocate? Because all that I could see and I read about him beforehand was he wanted to be in public. It had nothing to do, I believe, with pro-gun or anti-gun. I believe this kid just wanted to be in the spotlight, and now he's still choking on it. But every time he stands up and he talks anti-gun, we want to get rid of all guns, every gun. There should be no guns. Law enforcement, military, that's it. No reason for anybody else to have a gun. If you're in the Olympic shooting team, you can come to the military base and practice there and leave your gun there when you go home. Nobody should have a gun except law enforcement and the government, military and the government. This kid is doing great things for us. His own people, his own party are cringing and turning their heads at him. No, kid, come on. Little bit at a time. Quit jumping in with everything. So my take, my belief, I've talked to a couple others out there on this. I really believe that this kid is hurting. So, you know, I keep hearing, well, you know, he's 15 minutes of fame or up. He's into his 20 minutes of fame right now. Let him keep going. Let him keep going. I think every time he opens his mouth, he loses anti-gun people. They look at him and say, yeah, you know, we don't need this kid. You know, this kid's just, he's just angering a whole bunch of people. He's angering people that are my age, folks. Did you know that are Mark's age? You know, well, maybe not as old as Mark, but you know, he's, sorry, Mark, little joke. You know, it's, you know, he's angering people that are the bill payers, let's call it, you know, the ones that we own homes. We're a little bit older. We've got some families. We don't want to see this kid. We don't want to be talked down to by some now 18-year-old who thinks that he knows better. He's never picked up a gun before, you know, and all of a sudden he's the expert on this. He's good for us. I really do. I think once this kid goes away, and I think maybe the anti-gun crowd may make him go away. You might see him be a little bit less presence. Although he said recently he's not going to go to college the first year after he gets out of high school. You know why? Well, he's got to help with the 2018 midterm elections. Yeah, that's it. Plans on taking a year off before starting college to work on the 2018 midterm elections. Also, maybe because I don't know, most colleges didn't want him. They don't want this publicity stunt walking around with them. You know, this guy just needs to go get a job, a nice minimum wage, $15 an hour, flipping hamburger job somewhere, learn what life's about, and get on with his life. In the meantime, keep telling everybody you want to take away all their guns, because we really appreciate that. It really makes the rest of us very happy when you spout off with your nonsense. Hey, you're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour, coming to you live Stick around. We got more coming for you after the break.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This is not Mark Walters. This is Mike Borski. I'm regularly sit behind the chair at Arms Room Radio, but today I have the honor of sitting in the Armed American Radio Studios, bringing you the Daily Defense Hour. So it's thank you very much, Mark, for allowing me to do this. Listen, I know I took a shot at you last segment about your age, and folks, Mark's good friend. He's only about a minute older than I am, but I like to take advantage of that every chance I get. So Apologies, Mark. I won't do it again, promise, until at least the next segment. Here we go, folks. You have a couple stories here. Which way you want me to go? And just put your hands up. Right hand for 10 modest steps to cut gun violence, or left hand up for Oklahoma City. Go ahead and get them up there. Get them up there. Okay, modest steps to cut gun violence. Let's go with the gun violence story first here, shall we? This is New York Times. Do you expect it to come from any place less than a New York Times? 10 modest steps to cut gun violence. Well, this should be interesting. Perhaps this is analytical. Perhaps this is based in fact. Perhaps these reasons will be enlightening to all of us. Yeah, no, not going to happen. Let me give you what they got here, because you need to know these talking points. These are the talking points when your neighbors sit with you, when your friends and relatives sit with you. Oh boy, Thanksgiving dinner, and you get to Christmas dinner, and you got to talk to that half of the family. You know what I'm talking about? That half. Yeah. These are some of the points, and these are some of the counterpoints you should make to these. By the way, today I was at work. I was at the regular job, and a gentleman came in, and he was there to do some maintenance, a little building maintenance, and he told me that he didn't believe in guns. And I was puzzled at first. I wasn't sure what he meant. He said he didn't believe in guns. I asked. I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I don't believe in guns." I was like, "Well, I mean, they exist, right? I mean, they are real. You know, they're not figments of imagination. They exist." He goes, no, I mean, like, I don't believe that we should have them or use them. Well, hey, sir, listen, in a perfect world, I agree. Nobody wants to use violence. Nobody wants to, you have to use violence to defend themselves or their family, but it's the facts. It's the realism, He said, "Well, I just use my fists." I said, "Okay, well, that's great. What if the bad guy escapes from jail and steals a gun and comes in your house and wants to take advantage of your wife and daughter? Wouldn't you like something to counter him with?" And he went, "Yeah, I guess you're right." So that took about 2 minutes. So it's just this guy who was probably mid-40s, had never had that thought before in his life. Said he never touched a gun, never picked up a gun, but that was it. So let me give you some of these other talking points, because they work, and they worked with this guy today. This is number one, and these are in no particular order. I have no idea why this guy wrote them in this order. 10 modest steps to cut gun violence. Number one, require universal background checks. I've often thought about universal background checks and how they differ from regular background checks. The most I can figure is the background checks work on Mars and Jupiter as well, because they apply to the universe. So this is a universal background check. This is to see if a purchaser is a felon. Oh my goodness. Does a regular background check do that, Mike? Pretty sure it does. What's the universal background check do? No clue. Don't know why it's different. The latest study finds that 22% of guns are obtained in the U.S. without a background check. Oh my goodness. You mean people, law-abiding citizens, can exchange property freely amongst themselves when it's not purchased from a federal firearms license dealer? Imagine the horror that I gave my daughter a little 22 rifle for her birthday, and then we went to the range together, and I didn't make her go get a background check because I know her. That's horrible, isn't it? Horrible. Absolutely. And these polls, I think these are the same polls that said Trump wasn't going to win. These polls find that more than 90% of the public supports making these checks universal. Well, once again, if they want them to apply on Neptune and Uranus, then I'm all for that as well, I guess. Number two, improve background checks by allowing the federal government adequate time to perform them. This is not 1986 when these went into effect. In 1986, you had to go in and you had to pick up a phone, and they called you either called the FBI hotline or you called your state hotline, and they said, "Hey, we would like to get a background check on a gentleman buying a firearm." And they said, "Okay, hold on. My Apple II computer doesn't have the internet yet because it hasn't been invented, so I'm going to have to wait for everybody to walk through the courthouse and see if John Smith here has any criminal records." Okay. "And then we'll get back to you in 3 days. 3 days. That's the law, folks, by the way. 3 days. The federal government has up to 3 days to get back to you. If they can't get back to you with a denial in 3 days when you get a background check, did you know they have to turn it over to you? If they can't prove in 72 hours, three business days, that you should be denied a weapon, then they have to give it to you. It's called a conditional release. Now they get your name and information. If you come back a month later, they finally found that lost piece of record in the bottom of the file cabinet, they're going to come back and get it from you because you shouldn't have had it. But it's 3 days. Do you know how long it takes to get an instant background check? Did you hear the instant part? Do you know how long it takes to get an instant background check? Yeah, it's about as long as it takes to get somebody on the phone. You could do it on the computer now. You can do it on the phone still if you like. Typically, I mean, unless you're on one of those, it's the best buying gun holiday of the century kind of thing, you know, 5-10 minutes. As soon as you get them on the phone and they put it in, they hit enter and it says yes or no. It's that simple. So why do we want adequate time to perform them when the time to perform them is instantaneous? We're talking about 2018, computers, the internet. You know, it's the end all be all. It doesn't take that long. This says, at the moment, if the authorities have not completed the check within 3 business days, the buyer can go get the gun. Oh my goodness. I think I just told you that. The buyer can go get the gun. Yes, they can. You know why? Because they can't keep you without due process forever. When they created the law was decided 3 days, 72 hours, 3 business days was enough time. More than 90% of checks are completed within moments. Small number require investigation. Okay. Small number require investigation. Guess what? You got 3 days. If you can't figure out in 3 days how to enter my name into the computer and push enter, you know what? That's on you. You're taking away more of my gun rights because of your regulations and your slow ability to hit enter on a computer. That's just crazy. They point out that the killer and the African American church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015 should not have been able to purchase a weapon because of a drug history. Because of a drug history. You know how you find out if you have a drug history on a background check? There's a little box on there that says, are you addicted to any drugs or narcotics? Okay. What does the background check have to do with that? I'll tell you what it has to do with that. Jack squat is what it has to do with that. They're trying to insinuate that the background check was not finished in 3 days. Folks, nobody is getting in their police car or the detective is getting in their little Ford Tempos and driving down to the local store to find out if there's a reason that this person shouldn't have to have this firearm. If you're not in the history, if you're not arrested and your records have not been put into the computer, then guess what? Guess what? That's it. You're done. You don't get your background check. That's number two. Number three. You ready for number three? Red flag laws. Do we have to keep going over red flag laws? Let's talk about, I don't know, removing your due process rights. Listen, I get that if somebody walks in the door, the woman walks in the door, the spouse, the man walks in the door, whoever it happens to be, says, I was abused. This guy beat me up. I need protection. The judge has that ability to say, we're going to temporarily remove him from the firearms. But you have to give them due process to get them back. Give them due process. You can't just take them away forever and decide, you know what, we're never giving them back. That's the problem with this. Put some due process into these laws. And not like Washington did or Oregon did, where they said, once a year you can come in and tell us that you think you should have the guns back once a year. I'm sorry. If I'm right, I should be able to go in once an hour, once a minute, until you hear me and you give me back what is mine. That's crazy. Listen, I got a bunch more of these to go over. Not a bunch more. There's 10 total. So we're going to go over into the 10 of them. I promise you we're going to get to the Oklahoma City story. We are going to talk to you about the shooting out there today. The other 10 of these we're going to hit. The top three. I know I kind of went on kind of long winded there. So we'll give you the remaining 7 when we get back here from the break. And then after that, we're going to talk to you a little about Oklahoma City and what an armed citizen can do to stop a shooting and what he may have done a little bit quicker. You want to hear my own opinion, what he might have done a little bit quicker to stop it. Hey, you're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour coming to you live. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour. I am not Mark Walters. I am Mike Borski. I am sitting in for Mark here in the big chair in the Armed American Radio Studios. So let me remind you of something here, folks, because you don't have much more time to do this. You need to go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. You got 5 chances to win. It's 5 chances. 5 listeners. 5 of you pro-gun, pro-constitution supporting Americans have 5 chances to win a $1,000 Kimber Micro with a laser sight and extra ammunition. It's getting thrown in there. It's a $1,000 Kimber Micro with a laser sight and some extra ammunition donated by, well, not donated, they kicked it in. They put more ammo in there from the USCCA. This has been extended. This was through Friday night. You heard the promo. This was through Friday. Now it's through Sunday. Take yourselves over to armedandresponsible.com. Get your chance to win. Your 1 in 5 chances to win a $1,000 Kimber Micro with laser and extra ammunition. This is extended through Sunday night thanks to the USCCA. Hey, folks, we started off the program talking about Memorial Day and what Memorial Day means to me. I'm going to give you another name here. Staff Sergeant Joseph First, June 29th, 2006. Staff Sergeant Joseph First, June 29th, 2006, and Sergeant First Class Daniel Supli. Sergeant First Class Daniel Supli, August 3rd, 2006. Those names right there, that means Memorial Day to me. That's what that means to me. I hope there's no one in your life that you've had to sit down and remember on Memorial Day. But if you do remember somebody, tell everybody you know about them and tell them what kind of heroes they were. Hey, we were talking to you about the 10 modest steps to cut gun violence, and I went a little long on this one. I get a little long-winded sometimes here. I guess that's why I do some radio stuff. Here's where we left off. We left off with number 4. This is 10 modest steps. This is put out by the New York Times, one of their opinion columns, on how to make guns better for everybody, how to cut gun violence in this country. The fourth one here is get guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. Really? You think nobody's tried this? Nobody has worked towards this. There are no laws. There's nothing going on to stop this. Law enforcement's doing an incredible job. Judges do an incredible job. There are provisions in place where firearms can be taken from those that are accused of domestic violence, and they get due process to get their firearms back. So it works. You're coming up with all these red flag laws because, well, you know, he's kind of crazy, and I don't think he should have some guns. Well, you know, you want to see how a red flag law could work? Look at how domestic violence is handled in this country. It was epidemic. You know, domestic violence laws didn't start popping up until the early 90s, 91, 92, 93. Before that, that's their spouse. They're allowed to beat their spouse, which is, you know, a load of crap. We all understand and know that. But there's been many, many improvements in these laws. So there's no loophole. It says in the story, women are murdered in America, are killed by present and past lovers, yet the existing laws in this area are full of loopholes. I'm still not sure what a loophole is. The clearest I can think is it's when you close the handcuffs that you put the loophole around their wrist. Maybe that's what it is. Require safe storage. Number 5, require safe storage of guns, preferably in a safe or at least with a trigger lock. Okay. If you don't have your firearm on you, and we say this all the time, if you don't have your firearm on you, your firearm should be secure and put away. You should have your firearm with you at all time. I have my firearm with me even when I'm in the home. You know, the firearm's with me or the firearm somewhere where I can get to, because, listen, just because I'm in the house doesn't mean the bad guy doesn't want to come through the door. How many times we see that on TV? How many times we got to watch that play out, all right? If you're not using your firearm, put it away. But not all guns. This says it wants all your guns put away at all the time. Well, you know, at that point, I might as well have, you know, a baseball card collection locked away. You know, nobody could see it. It's just in there. I'm going to defend myself with these baseball cards. All right, we start to get into a little bit of the ridiculous here. Now, number 6, make serial numbers harder to file off. What? You know, have you been watching too much CSI? You not see how this happens? Require micro stamping so that cartridges can be traced back to the gun that fired the bullets. This is not Star Wars. This is not the Terminator. This is not a 40-watt plasma rifle. You just... You know, when the technology gets there, the technology will be there, but you can't go out and micro stamp everything and put, what was the other ones I saw? They wanted to put micro stamp on the top of the firing pin, so every time a bullet's fired, you could tell. It's just ridiculous. Smart guns. Okay, smart guns. Show me a smart gun that works, and I'll say, I still don't want it because it's stupid. I shouldn't have to have a smart gun. It's my gun. I keep my gun. I keep my gun secure. You want to come for my gun? Come for my gun. Smart guns, I think the last time we looked at we did a product review on a smart gun, it took 20 seconds to unlock once you put the gun in your hand. 20 seconds. Excuse me, bad guy. Hold on. No, wait. 19, 18. Just wait. 17. Couple more seconds. I'm going to be right in your face with this. Just stop with the nonsense. Support community anti-violence programs. I think we all support community anti-violence programs. You know, to tell me that because I own a gun, I'm a violent person is insulting and reason why we don't like you. You're ignorant. Who is it? Bill Maher said it within the past couple of weeks. If the things that pro-gun people don't like about anti-gun is that they don't know what they're talking about when they talk about guns. It's the same thing. You're making, I have a gun, so I must be violent. Just go away. Limit buyers in most cases to one or two guns purchases per month. Go away. Why? What difference does it make at the number of guns I buy? You're going to limit the number of cars I buy? Why? What difference does it make the number of guns? If I want to buy a gun and I'm going to go out and do something, I'm not going to buy a gun legally and go commit a crime with it. That's crazy. If you're a criminal, you don't go, I'm here as a criminal. I'd like to fill my universal background check. I'd like to do a universal background check and let you... give me this gun so I can go out and commit crimes. Yeah, just Just stop. Invest in gun buybacks. Oh, folks, I love gun buybacks. I have to tell you, I love the gun buyback programs because I'd work on guns and I get some guns and they can't be fixed and they're worthless and they're a pile of garbage and it's just a barrel and a stock and it might be worth $25, but once a year, some local organization wants to give me $200 for it, so I take full advantage of it. I love gun buybacks. I make about $1,000 every gun buyback. I love to take my old crappy guns that I work on as a amateur gunsmith and try and fix them. And I know I'm going to get my money back. That's your 10 steps there, folks. Hey, let me give you this. I want to talk to you about this Oklahoma City, and I know you've heard about it here on the program. You probably hear about it this weekend as well. Oklahoma City, an armed man stopped. Armed man and his friends stopped a shooting. Three people were hit by the bullets by the fire in Oklahoma City. These two gentlemen said they went out to their car to get their firearms, and they came back inside before they shot and killed the gunman. Okay, here's my take on this. Why are your guns in your car? Your guns in your car, you're very, very, very lucky. That was three varies. Is that enough? Very, very, very lucky that you weren't killed and these people weren't killed. Your gun in your car does you no good. Well, maybe your car could use it to protect itself. That's ridiculous. Your gun must be worn, must be concealed. If it's a gun-free zone, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Don't be caught dead in a gun-free zone. Well, you know, I can go outside and always get it. You know, I'm sorry. These are three people that probably didn't need to get shot. Well, I'm sorry. They didn't need to get shot at all, but maybe it could have been prevented if guns were on you rather than in your car. You did a great thing. You're very brave for going out and coming back and doing that. I want to say that. You're very brave, and thank you. Thank you for saving many lives. But folks, as a general rule of thumb, don't store your guns in your car. That's where bad guys steal your guns from, and your gun should always be on you if you intend to protect yourself. Otherwise, what's the point? Why do you have it? Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to the program today. I want to thank Mark for allowing me to sit in. Don't forget to go to armedandresponsible.com to get your chance to win. You got five chances to win. Go to armedandresponsible.com. That's that $1,000 Kimber Micro with some extra ammunition. It's extended through Sunday night. And I want to wish everybody a very good Memorial Day weekend. Spend time with your family. Spend time with those that have lost loved ones in service, and tell them that you're thankful for their service and you're thankful for the sacrifice they made. I hope you have a great weekend. Mark will be back tomorrow night, Sunday night on the big program. Saturdays is one day off. He enjoys that one day off. So we hope to see you then. I don't know. I'll probably be back on next week. I'm gonna push for that. I'm gonna see if Mark's got any open spots next week during the Daily Show. Folks, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday back on the Daily Defense Hour.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.